I can't breathe. Those were the last words of Jamal Khashoggi before the journalist was murdered inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The new details come from a source who has read the transcript of an audio recording that describes the chilling moments before Khashoggi's death on October 2nd. U.S. and Turkish officials say their intelligence strongly suggests the Saudi crown prince ordered the murder. CNN's international diplomatic editor Nick Robertson broke the story, and he joins us now from London. Nick, it sounds like Khashoggi was attacked just minutes after he entered the consulate. What else have we learned from this transcript?
We've learned a lot. I think we can safely say that it was probably less than a minute after he walked into the consulate, because he immediately recognizes somebody there, Maher Abdulaziz Mutreb, who was a diplomat and intelligence officer at the Saudi embassy in London when Khashoggi worked there. So he knew him, and his immediate reaction was, "What are you doing here?" Mm. And to which Mutreb says, "You're coming back." And he says, "You can't do that. People are waiting for me outside." And then immediately after that very brief exchange, he is set upon by people in that room. And I think that's what tells us right there that the idea that this was never an operation to do anything less than kill him really begins to appear as a lie.
In other words, it was no rogue operation that went wrong.
It was not a rogue operation that went wrong. There's every indication that it was premeditated murder that was executed with ruthless efficiency. He was given no chance of any kind of conversation to say, no, I'm not going to go back to Saudi Arabia. I'm not going to do this. It was just immediately they were on him. And then very next thing that is heard is him saying, "I can't breathe. I can't breathe," which again gives lie to what the Saudis said, that it was a tragic accident that he was killed. Well, the transcript of the audio recording makes it very clear he could be heard very clearly multiple times saying, "I can't breathe."
Wow.
And clearly nothing was done to help that.
There's also this important question about several phone calls that were apparently made to Riyadh from the consulate. What do the transcripts tell us about that?
The transcripts tell us that there was disjointed conversations that Mutreb, who was the leader of the group, makes as the transcript indicates, a working hypothesis that Mutreb was making phone calls, because there are the conversations that he's having are one-sided, that only one side can be heard, his voice and nobody answering back in the conversation, and that it was discordant with the other conversations that were going on in the room. Therefore, the working hypothesis is that he was making calls. The Saudi officials we contacted for comment, didn't dispute any of the language that was used or any of the content of what was said in the room. They dispute that calls were made. They say that they've listened to the recording, that they've seen the transcript, and they don't see any evidence of phone calls. And the phone call is key to understanding, in part, that this operation, this killing operation, this murder, was reporting back, as Turkish sources have said, to somebody in the royal court of the crown prince in Saudi Arabia.
From what you can tell, is this the same information in this transcript that U.S. senators received last week when they had a private meeting with the CIA director?
That's our understanding, that conforms with what senators have heard. And as we've also heard over the weekend from Senator Lindsey Graham saying that there is a ton of intelligence linking that team to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Senator Graham himself talked about there wasn't a smoking gun, and our source is very clear, there isn't a smoking gun in this. But the working hypothesis of several intelligence agencies that the source has talked to, the working hypothesis of those agencies is that this was a premeditated and planned murder, and that's the evidence that's presented there. And that's what Senator Lindsey Graham speaks about, no smoking gun, but a smoking saw.
Nick, can you shed any light on where these audio recordings came from? Who was taping this scene?
It's still not clear. Turkish authorities haven't put forward a logical explanation that stands the sniff test. The only conclusion that I think people are coming to at the moment is that the Turkish authorities were bugging the Saudi consulate, and that's where these recordings came from. What we do know is that as soon as the Turkish authorities that evening understood from Jamal Khashoggi's fiancée that something was wrong, they knew immediately what to do and listened to recordings and knew in a very short space space of time that something untoward had happened, because they tried to search those Saudis who were going on those private jets at the end of the day back to Riyadh.
That's CNN International diplomatic editor Nick Robertson speaking to us from London. Nick, thanks very much for your reporting.
Thank you too.